Federal prosecutors say the criminal case against a Milwaukee County judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities should proceed. It's Tuesday, June 10th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Bridget Bowden. Coming up, the state's Economic Development Department will have to cut programs to compensate for a drop in revenue. And only a tiny percentage of elementary students in Milwaukee are meeting reading targets. A new coalition wants to use state money for early literacy training. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is getting to know your neighbors.
A lot of my relatives were river rats. Whole families made a living, as I did.
I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, Two-Spirit, proud to be everything that I am.
We just want to, you know, be part of American dream.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Prosecutors are urging a federal court not to scrap a criminal case against a Milwaukee County judge. As Sarah Lear reports, Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of helping a man evade arrest by immigration authorities.
Dugan faces two criminal charges after federal prosecutors say she led a man through a side door of her courtroom while immigration agents were waiting to arrest him. Last month, her attorneys asked for the case to be dismissed. They said Dugan has immunity from prosecution because she was acting within her official duties as a judge. But prosecutors rejected those arguments in a filing yesterday. As University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias explains, prosecutors argued that if Dugan was shielded from prosecution, that would place judges above the law.
And they'd be uniquely entitled to interfere with federal law enforcement.
The case is set for trial at the end of July. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Senator Tammy Baldwin heard directly from parents impacted by the ongoing lead crisis at Milwaukee Public Schools during a roundtable event Monday. Six schools in the district have been shut down due to lead hazards. Some parents at the event said they're mad that the city is without the help of a CDC team that would have sent lead experts to Milwaukee. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told a Senate committee last month that the team was on the ground, but those federal workers had been laid off. Baldwin said it's troubling that Kennedy Jr. made that claim.
Hopefully he will take action and hire the experts back. They shouldn't have been fired in the first place.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services said the CDC recently helped set up a new lead testing machine in Milwaukee. But the city's health commissioner said that was unrelated to the school crisis. A new Milwaukee Reading Coalition wants to use state money to train teachers in early literacy. Corrine Hess reports city leaders say children are struggling and need more help than provided by a state law passed in 2023.
There are 31,000 children in kindergarten through third grade attending both private and public schools in Milwaukee. But only 3,000 of those kids are meeting targets in reading, according to data compiled by longtime education activist Howard Fuller. Fuller says that shouldn't be accepted.
If, say, over the next 2 years, we could train a core of 800 or 900 teachers, let's say, who are committed to this, think how many kids could be better off.
Fuller is hoping to persuade state lawmakers to include money in the state budget for teacher training in Milwaukee. Governor Tony Evers and Republican leadership have not said if they're considering a plan. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The leader of the state's Economic Development Department says her agency will have to cut back on some of its programs over the next 2 years. As Joe Schultz reports, that's to compensate for a nearly $4 million funding cut.
The legislature's Budget Committee declined to approve additional funds for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Instead, lawmakers approved the agency's usual funding, which comes from a surcharge on businesses, and it's expected to decline. WEDC's current budget is around $90 million. It would be cut by about $4 million in the GOP budget. Missy Hughes leads the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
We won't be able to put dollars out to support projects in communities, and it's going to be our community programs that will get cut.
Governor Tony Evers' budget called for a nearly $150 million infusion of state funds to the agency. But Evers' plan never received a vote. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Mississippi River bridge between Wisconsin and Iowa was back open yesterday after a three-week closure. Transportation officials shut down the Black Hawk Bridge in May when sensors found a support pier had moved. But an evaluation found the crossing is safe while construction continues on a new bridge set to open by 2027. The bridge reopening is welcome news for business owners like Josh Petzl. Sales at his restaurant have been down at least 30% during the closure, and many of his staff live across the river in Lansing.
Clearly, their commute and their personal lives get affected immediately. They go from a 20-minute commute to an hour and 20 minutes each way.
Iowa officials say the crossing will close temporarily next month as a safety precaution during the next phase of construction. On Friday, a Taylor County judge denied a tribe's request to temporarily halt state approval of a mining company's plans to drill. As Daniel Kading reports, Greenlight Wisconsin wants to drill for copper and gold on Forest Service land near Medford this summer.
In February, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources granted a general construction site permit for the mining company. Greenlight Wisconsin plans to explore a deposit that's believed to contain around 4 million tons of mostly copper and gold. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa challenged the DNR's approval in March. The tribe argued the agency violated state law because it didn't issue an industrial permit. Without one, the band said drilling may cause irreparable damage to environmental, cultural, and historic sites. Taylor County Circuit Court Judge Ann Knox Bauer said the tribe failed to show that only an industrial permit would provide adequate protection. A tribal spokesperson declined to comment. A company official said its plans will protect water resources and the environment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mostly cloudy this morning, but more sun is expected later today. It'll be breezy with highs in the upper 60s in the north and mid-70s in the south. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Bridget Bowden. Our producers today were me and John Davis. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.